express a very important concept or thoughts.
所以在圣经里头也常常用这个方法啊来表达神的教训。
This is also the way that the Bible often used to express God's teaching.
比如在旧约圣经里头啊，这些先知在传达信息的时候，他们会用比喻。
For example, the time of Old Testaments, when the prophets trying to deliver the messages of God, they will also use parable.
在主耶稣传福音的旅程当中，主耶稣也常常用比喻。
The Lord Jesus Christ also often used parables when he was preaching.
在雅各书里头，雅各长老啊，他也用了许多的比喻。
In the book of James, Elder James also used a lot of parables.
啊，这些都要帮助我们啊，来了解，更了解这神的啊神的教训。
These parables serve as a tool for us to understand God's message even more.
好，所以我们也一方面啊来体会这些古圣徒啊，他们是这么的用心，要帮助我们来明白神的教训。
So on one hand, we need to appreciate all the efforts that the old-time believers have put in so that we might understand this message of God.
请我们看雅各书第一章。
Let's turn to James chapter 1.
雅各书第一章第六节到第八节。
James chapter 1, verse 6 to 8. James chapter 1, verse 6. But when he asks, he will be... Verse 6, but when he asks, he must believe and not doubt, because he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. Verse 7, that man should not think he will receive anything from the Lord. 8, he is double-minded man, unstable in all he does.
这里讲到海浪的比喻。
Here it talks about the waves of the sea.
那在前啊，在第五节呢，雅各是勉励说我们要如果缺少智慧，我们要向神来求智慧。
In verse 5, James encourages us, if any of us lacks wisdom, he should ask God.
那这个智慧啊，非常的宝贵。
Wisdom is a very precious thing.
那雅各书里头啊，也特别强调的啊，这是从上头来的啊，天上的智慧。
And in the book of James, it emphasizes that this wisdom is the one that comes from heaven, from above.
越是宝贵困难的，我们总是觉得不容易得着。
And anything that is precious or that is precious for us and important, we feel that it is very hard for us or difficult for us to gain.
所以我们就常常会有这种怀疑。
So a lot of times we will have doubts.
那怀疑啊，就是。会动摇人的信心。
And doubt will waver our hearts.
那因为怀疑失去信心，就会让人啊退缩，甚至害怕。
Because we doubt, we lose our faith, and therefore it causes us to hesitate or to fear.
那在信仰上啊，我们主要追求的是那种完全的相信，完全的信心。
And in our spiritual life, what we pursue after.Is a complete faith or perfect faith.
因为神他是完全的，他是全能的。
Because God is perfect and He is Almighty.
所以我们对他要存着完全的信心。
And towards Him, we need to have also a complete faith.
但是因为我们的遭遇我们的所知道的，让我们常常不能够有这种完全的信心。
But a lot of times, because of what we experience, or because of what we know, or our knowledge, a lot of times we are unable to have the complete faith in God.
有怀疑就会有害怕。
Because when we doubt, we are afraid.
那在害怕的当中，人就好像这个海浪一样，是波动的。
And so when we are in, we are being afraid, we are just like being on the sea, being tossed around.
如果我们的心是上上下下，我们不能够拥有智慧。
If we are being tossed up and down, then we will not have wisdom.
我们的心好像海浪在波动，我们也不会有力量。
And if our heart is just having a lot of ups and downs like the wave, then we will not have strength.
害怕就让人退缩。
Because when we are afraid, we will retreat.
就好像以色列人他们来到了迦南地的旁边。
Just as the Israelites, when they are at the border of the Canaan, the land of Canaan,
他们先派了十二个人到迦南地去试去窥探。
They sent 12 spies into the land of Canaan to explore.
结果有十，这当中有十个人，他们说那个地方，那个地方城墙很高，那边的人又很强，很强盛。
Among the 12, 10 of them returned and reported that the wall was very high and they were all giants in that land.
所以就有很多人开始怀疑说，那这个我们真的能够得到迦南地吗？
Therefore, a lot of people among the Israelites started to doubt, can we really enter into the land of Canaan?
他们对神应许说要将迦南地赐给他们的这种信心就动摇了。
And the faith they have in the promise of God that God will deliver the land of Canaan to them, they have wavered in that.
所以就有很多人主张说我们回埃及去。
Therefore, a lot of people suggested they should return to Egypt.
他们就退缩了。
Therefore, they retreated.
所以主耶稣曾经勉励彼得说你不要怕，只要信。
Jesus once encouraged Peter and told him that do not be afraid, just have faith.
所以希伯来书的作者他说人如果没有信，没有这个信心是不能够得到神的喜悦的。
And in the book of Hebrew, the author said that unless one have a faith, they will not gain favor from God.
那一个人如果不能够得到神的喜悦，那当然也就不容易得到神的恩典。
And of course, if one does not gain favor from God, it is not very easy for this man to receive blessings from God.
所以信心一直是我们信仰生活当中一件重要的事情。
Therefore, faith is an important thing in our spiritual life.
信心也可以是我们信仰生活的一个很重要的基础。
And faith is also a very foundation of our spirituality.
有信心，我们才会有那真活泼的盼望。
When we have faith, then we will have this living hope.
有信心，我们才能够有真正的爱心的行动。
When we have faith, then we will show true love.
所以圣经里头也常常提到很多的古圣徒，他们的祈求是凭着信心来祈求。
In the Bible, it recorded many times that in the ancient believers, when they asked with faith.
请看罗马书第四章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 4.
罗马书四章十七节。
Romans chapter 4, verse 17. Verse 17, as it is written, I have made you a father of many nations. He is our father in the sight of God in whom you believe.
罗马书四章十七节。Chapter 4, verse 17.
Yeah, verse 17. Romans chapter 4, 17.As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations. He is our father in the sight of God, in whom he believed, the God who gives life to the dead and calls things that are not as though they were.
Okay. 这是在讲到亚伯拉罕的信心。
This passage talks about the faith of Abraham.
这一种信心就是完全的相信。
And his faith is, he really truly believed.
完全相信神曾经给他的应许。
He completely believed in the promise God once gave him.
所以亚伯拉罕相信说，如果他将以撒献上，以撒死了，神能够叫他再复活。
Abraham believed that, if God, it is God who gave him a promise. So if even if Isaac died, God will resurrect him.
如果以撒死了，就没有所谓应许的子孙。
If Isaac died, then there is no promised son.
那亚伯拉罕相信神能够让没有变成有。
And Abraham believed that God can make something out of nothing.
所以这已经是一种完全的信心。
So this is a complete faith.
哦，这就不像海浪那样子的波动。
His faith, does not like the wave of the sea.
二十一节。
Verse 21. Being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised.
这亚伯拉罕他完全的相信神所说的，那他大能的手一定会去成就。
And Abraham fully believed that God will accomplish with his mighty hand what he had promised.
但是在现实里头，我们的信心真的常常是好像波浪在波动。
But in reality, our faith is just like the wave of the sea. We're being tossed around.
所以我们常常在祷告当中，我们要像门徒一样求主耶稣加添我们的信心。
Therefore, in our prayers, we need to be like the disciples. We need to ask the Lord Jesus Christ to increase our faith.
那我们也常常说，在祷告当中，我们也要认罪，要悔改。
And we often say in our prayer, we need to acknowledge our sins and repent.
我们常常想到是我们在生活当中的一些过患。
We think about our transgressions in our daily life.
其实还有一种罪啊，可能被我们忽略掉。
But there is one type of sin that we might overlook.
这个没有信心，缺乏信心，其实这也是一种罪。
Not having faith or lack of faith is also a type of sin.
请看罗马书十四章。
Let's turn to Romans 14.
罗马书十四章二十三节。
Romans 14, verse 23.But the man who has doubts is condemned if he eats, because his eating is not from faith, and everything that does not come from faith is sin.
这里保罗说到说，完不出于信心的都是罪。
Here Paul stated that everything that does not come from faith is sin.
那我们知道罪就会成为我们人跟神之间的一个障碍，一个阻挡。
We know that sin is a barrier between us and God.
所以我们要努力的拿掉这些阻挡。
So we need to put efforts in taking away all these obstacles.
那我们常常所想到的就是我在生活当中的一些过患。
And these obstacles, we oftentimes only think about the things that we did wrong or the sins that we transgress in our daily life.
那其实，在我们生活当中，我们也有很多的时候，我们所说所做并不是出于信心。
But yet in our life, a lot of times what we do or what we say does not come out of faith.
我们常常或多或少的有那种怀疑，没有办法完全相信的成分在里头。
More or less, we have some degree of doubts and we are not able to completely believe.
所以我们要求主耶稣来赦免我们这一方面的软弱。
Therefore, we ask the Lord to forgive our weaknesses in this aspect.
相信我们的信心呢、就会越来越长进。
Then I believe that our faith will gradually grow.
我们再请看雅各书第一章。
Let us turn back to James chapter 1.
雅各书第一章十节十一节。
James chapter 1, verse 10 and 11.James chapter 1 verse 10 But the one who is rich should take pride in his low position because he will pass away like a wild flower. 11 For the sun rises with scorching heat and withers the plant. Its blossom falls and its beauty is destroyed. In the same way, the rich man will fade away even while he goes about his business.
第九节请念一下。
Verse 9 The brother in humble circumstances ought to take pride in his high position.
这里雅各讲到这个花草的比喻。
Here, James talk about the parables of the flower and the grass.
这个花，这个草啊，让我们想到的一个特性之一就是，这个它们是脆弱的，是短暂的。
And flowers and plants have made us to think that their life is short and is very fragile.
绝大部分的花真的都很漂亮，很美丽。
A lot of flowers are very beautiful.
一大片的绿草啊，也是非常的、非常的美的。
And if you see a big array of green grass, it is also something that's very beautiful.
住在加州的人对这个草的这种 清脆的短的这种短暂啊，应该是有很深刻的印象。
And for those of you who live in California, you probably have very deep impressions of the short life of seeing green grass or green hills.
这个加州的气候啊，这个冬天是雨季。
And in California, in winter time, is a rainy season.
啊，所以这个冬天如果雨下的够多的话，那么在这个冬天、春天这段时间，我们可以看到这个山上啊，我们看得到的山啊，会有绿，是绿色的。
And if we have enough rain, in the transition between winter to spring, you will see the hills are all turning green.
啊，但是每一年在要进入夏天之前，我们会发现，因为我们如果注意的话，那个草很快就干掉了。
But every year, if you were to put attention to it, pay attention to it, you'll see that a lot of time the grass dried up very quickly in summer.
我们看到说啊，有一片的草开始在枯干了。
And we see that a field of grass is drying up.
啊，通常一个礼拜内所有的草都干了。
And if you see a patch of dry grass, then in within a week.All the hills will turn dried as well.
哦，只要没有浇水的草，它都干掉了。
As long as no one is watering the plants or the grass, they will all dry.
哦，花草很脆弱，很短暂。
And flowers and grass, their life is very fragile, and their life is very short-lived.
哦，我们一个人信主之后，我们很努力地走在这一条信仰的道路上面。
After we believe in Christ, we strive forwards to walk in the path of our faith.
很多世人的遭遇，我们也会遭遇。
And we encounter the things that everyone else encountered.
就像第九节、第十节所说的，有人升高，有人降为卑。
And just as verse 9 and 10 had mentioned, some will have high position, some will have low position.
那我们跟很多世人一样，有这一些高高低低的遭遇。
And just like everybody else, we have these differences in encounter as well.
啊，但是我们知道这一切都是短暂的。
But we know that all this are only temporary.
所以在这短暂的当中，我们总是要来追求那永恒的。
And therefore, in this temporary life, we need to focus on pursuing what is everlasting.
那有没有那个真正的永恒的，是可以让我们来抓住的呢？
And is there anything that everlasting that we can actually grasp on?
啊，圣经告诉我们有的。
The Bible tell us there is.
啊，因为都是从那位永恒的神而来的，啊，所以也是永恒的。
And everything that comes from the eternal God is eternal.
请看以赛亚书四十章。
Let us turn to Isaiah 40.
以赛亚书四十章第六节到第八节。
Isaiah chapter 40, verse 6 to 8. Isaiah 40, verse 6. A voice says, "Cry out!" And I said, "What shall I cry? All men are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field." Verse 7. The grass withers and the flowers fall because the breath of the Lord blows on them. Surely the people are grass. Verse 8.The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God stands forever.
啊，我们人在地上的生命也就好像草，好像花。
And our life in this world is just like the flower and the grass.
啊，是脆弱的，是短暂的。
It's fragile and it's short-lived.
啊，所以第八节就提到说，唯有我们神的话必永远立定。
And verse 8 said, only the word of our God stands forever.
啊，所以只有神的道，它是永恒的。
So only the word of God is everlasting.
而神的道又跟我们的永恒的生命有关系。
And the word of God is related to having eternal life.
哦，所以我们所能够抓住的永恒就是这两样。
And so these are the two everlasting or eternal things that we can grasp on.
神的道还有神所要赐给我们的永生。
So we should hold on to the word of God and also the eternal life that was given by God.
所以我们一个基督徒，我们要有这样的认识。
And to, as Christian, we need to have this kind of knowledge.
很, 不管什么事情我们遭遇了，我们这个啊，不用害怕，也不用担心，我们知道这个是暂时的。
No matter what circumstances we encounter, we should not be afraid because we know that is only temporary.
我们要很关心的是那个真正的存到永远的。
What we need to care about is the ones that are everlasting or eternal.
我是不是将神的道理丰丰富富的存在我的心里？
Have I the abundance of the words of God in my heart?
对神所要给我的那个永生，我是不是有真正的在努力？我有真正的把握？
Do I strive forward in pursuance of the eternal life that God have gave me? Have I grasped on and cherished them?
所以保罗说，看得见的都是暂时的。
Therefore, Paul said, "Whatever we can see is only are only temporary."
而那个我们还没有看见的那个天国，那个是永恒的。
But what we have not yet seen, which is the heavenly kingdom, that is eternal.
那我们真的要去关心的是那个永恒的。
Therefore, what we should care about is those that are eternal.
很多的古圣徒，他们都清楚的明白这个花草的这个比喻。
A lot of the ancient believers, they truly understand these parables about the flowers and the grass.
所以在任何的环境里头，他们是有平安的，是有喜乐的。
Therefore, in any circumstances, they were always joyful and they have peace.
保罗说，我已经学会了。
Paul said, I have known this.
他已经知道这个花草的比喻。
He have known the meaning of these parables of flowers and grass.
所以他知道怎么来对待丰富，怎么来对待这个贫乏不足。
Therefore, he knows how to react when he's in abundance, and he knows how to react when he is lacking or in need.
所以在生活当中能够知足，不会贪心。
Therefore, in his life, he knows how to feel content, and he will not greed.
我们知道很多的不好，很多的这个不幸的事情。其实是从贪心而来的。
And we know a lot of unfortunate things happen because it stems out of man's greediness.
那这个为什么会贪呢？就是因为不能够知足，不能够满足。
Why do men greed? It's because he does not know how to feel content or satisfied with what he has.
这些暂时的东西怎么能够真正来满足我们呢？
All the things that are temporary, how could those things satisfy us?
但只有这个永恒的才能够真正带给我们满足。
Only those things that are eternal can bring true satisfaction.
所以我们要来认识这个花草的比喻。
So we need to know these parables of flowers and grass.
再请看雅各书第一章。
Let's turn back to James chapter
1. 雅各书第一章十二节。
James chapter 1 verse 12.James chapter 1 verse 12, Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him.
在这里雅各又提到这个冠冕的比喻。
Here, James mentioned the crown of life.
要得到冠冕常常是要很努力的来付出来追求。
We need toput a lot of efforts and emphasis to pursue after a crown.
所以常常努力了，总是会有收获，总是会有奖赏的。
And when you put out efforts, then you shall receive and reap the harvest or the reward.
所以在生活当中，我们也常常为自己定出目标，我们来努力。
Therefore, in our life, we would set some goals and we will strive towards our goals.
这个是好的，这个是应该的。
This is good and this is appropriate.
那我们一个基督徒，除了世人在追求的那些之外，我们还有没有什么更重要，我们应该来努力来追求的？
But as Christians, aside from the things that everyone else pursue after, is there something else that we need to pursue, or is there something else that we need to put our effort into receiving?
我们都会为了世上的冠冕而来努力的，那这个信仰的冠冕，我们能够不努力吗？
We already put so much effort into gaining all the crowns in this life, and would we not put more efforts to gain all these crowns in our spiritual life?
在信仰上的这些冠冕，它也是可以存到永远的。
In the crowns in our spiritual life, they also last forever.
世界上的冠冕只是跟着我们这一辈子而已，几十年。
The crowns of this world only last as long as we live, for how many decades?
很少人，有人死了还留下名字来，但是那个很少数。
And some people will die and leave their name, but it is a very small amount.
而且这个世界上所得到的奖赏，他带不走。
And all the rewards that we receive in this world, we cannot take with us once we die.
但是信仰上的冠冕啊，它是跟着我们的。
But the crowns that we shall receive in our spiritual life, they will stay with us forever.
所以从这个圣经里头所提到的几种冠冕啊，我们来看，我们要在哪几个方面，我们也要来努力。
And so let us look at some of the crowns that we shall receive in our spiritual life and what we should do in order to pursue them.
请看提摩太后书第四章。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太后书四章第七节第八节。
2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 7 and 8. 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 7.I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Verse 8. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing.
保罗说有那个公义的冠冕为他存留。
Paul said that there is a crown of righteousness stored for him.
那不但是给保罗，也可以赐给我们。
It was not only awarded to Paul, but it's also to us.
那保罗为什么知道他能够得着这一个公义的冠冕？
So how did Paul know that he shall receive this crown of righteousness?
就是第七节他所说的，他已经很努力的来走完了这一条信仰的道路。
It was stated in verse 7 where Paul said that he had fought a good fight and he has finished the race in his spiritual life.
当我们在主耶稣拣选了我们之后，我们就在奔跑这一条信仰的道路。
After the Lord Jesus Christ chosen us, we have started this race in our journey of faith.
那我们要靠着神的恩典跑完这一条路。
And by the grace of God, we should strive forward to finish this race.
所以我们要在信仰的这一件事情上面，我们要努力。
Therefore, we need to put efforts into our spiritual life.
我们不能够走到一半就离开了。
We cannot just run halfway and leave.
我们要像保罗这样子跑到终点。
We need to emulate Paul. We need to finish it.
所以我们这个从小我们接受宗教教义。
And we have receiving our education since we were very young.
在寒假暑假我们又有这些特别的聚会。
During winter break or summer breaks, we have these special seminars.
在我们平常的生活里头我们也看重我们自己的读经祷告的生活。
In our daily life, we put emphasis and focus on our daily Bible reading and prayers.
我们继续这样维持下去，我们一定能够跟保罗一样跑完这一条路。
And if we keep on doing that, then we will be like Paul. We will finish this race.
再请看彼得前书第五章。
Let us also turn to 1 Peter chapter 5.
彼得前书第五章第四节。
1 Peter chapter 5 verse 4.First Peter chapter 5 verse 4, And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away.
在这里提到一个荣耀的冠冕。
Here it mentioned the crown of glory.
那些很忠心的在为主耶稣工作的人，他们要得到这个冠冕。
Those who faithfully work for the Lord will receive this crown.
我们在神的国里头，神给我们恩赐来做彼此的服事。
in his heavenly kingdom, God have given us the talents and the gifts to serve him.
所以我们很乐意的照着神给我们的恩赐，我们很努力的在神的国里头来侍奉。
And therefore, according to the gifts that were given to us, we should have the willful heart to work for the Lord.
那我们就能够得着这个奖赏。
Then we shall receive this reward.
再请看启示录第二章。
Let us turn to Revelation chapter 2.
启示录第二章第十节。
Revelation chapter 2, verse 10.Revelation chapter 2 verse 10. Do not be afraid of what you are about to suffer. I tell you, the devil will put some of you in prison to test you, and you will suffer persecution for 10 days. Be faithful even to the point of death, and I will give you the crown of life.
在这里还有一个奖赏，生命的冠冕。
Here it mentioned another reward that is the crown of life.
在当时的信仰里头，他们常常会受到逼迫。
And the ancient times, a lot of time, believers will encounter persecution.
甚至他们的肉体上受到这个刑罚。
And they were beaten up physically.
甚至还很多的时候威胁到他们这个肉体的生命。
And a lot of time, their life were threatened.
但是他们都能够来忍受，来胜过。
But they endured it and they overcome it.
今天目前我们还没有这样子的逼迫。
And today we were not persecuted to this extent.
但是我们又很多的时候，为了主耶稣，为了信仰，我们要受一些苦。
But sometimes, for the sake of Christ, for the sake of our faith, we will suffer a lot.
那我们能够靠着主耶稣的恩典，我们来承受，我们来忍耐。
And true.The grace of God, we shall endure it, and we shall have patiently go through it.
我们还是很努力地走在这一条信仰的道路上。
And we will still put our effort and strive forward in our journey of faith.
我们仍然努力地来做一个得胜的基督徒。
We still put our effort and strive forward to become a good Christian.
那么我们就能够领受这个生命的冠冕。
Then we shall receive this crown of life.
所以每一个古圣徒，他们都是这样子的在努力的。
So all the ancient believers, every one of them, strive forward and put effort in this manner.
所以保罗说：“我忘记背后，努力前面，继续往着标杆直跑。”
Paul said that he has forget the past, he has focused on moving forward and striving towards his goals.
请看雅各书第一章。
Let's turn back to James chapter 1.
雅各书第一章十三节到十五节。
James chapter 1 verse 13 to 15. James chapter 1 verse 13. When tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me, for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. 14. But each one is tempted when, by his own evil desire, he is dragged away and enticed. 15. Then after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death.
在这里，雅各又讲到一个这个怀胎的比喻。
Here, James have talked about the parables of giving birth.
主要是在谈到人里头的那一个罪性私欲。
And the focus is on, he was talking about the desire in our heart.
这是一个事实。
This is a reality.
我们每一个人都有那个罪性。
Every one of us have this sinful desire in us.
那这个罪性就会引发出一些行为来。
And this sinful nature of us will bring about some actions.
那这个行为就会带来结果。
And this action will yield fruit.
这个私欲存在我们的心中。
And this desire is in our heart.
那这个私欲如果没有胜过的话，它就会表现在我们的行为里头。
And if we cannot overcome our sinful desire, then we will do something and manifest it in our daily life.
那就像这里所说的十五节所说的，私欲怀了胎，就生出罪来；罪既长成，就生出死来。
Just as verse 15 say, after desire conceive, it gives birth to sin, and sin when it's full grown gives birth to death.
所以一个人不是马上的啊，他就做了一个啊一个很大的一个啊这个罪恶的事情。
And so it is not the case that one will immediately commit a great sin.
啊，他总是有一个过程。
And it's a lot of times it's a process.
啊，那所以我们要去留意，要去预防。
Therefore, we need to pay attention to our conduct, and we need to prevent.
哦，那最好呢，就是让他没有那个开始。
And the best way is not to start.
所以这个更是需要靠着神来帮助我们。
And this, we need God's help even more.
我们请看加拉太书第五章。
Let's turn to the book of Galatians, chapter 5.
加拉太书五章二十四节。
Galatians chapter 5 verse 24. Galatians 5:24. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires.
二十五节。
Verse 25. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit.
所以保罗告诉我们说，如何来胜过我们的私欲。
Paul here told us how we can overcome our sinful desire.
哦，就是把这个，啊，把这个私欲啊，把它钉十字架，啊，钉十字架。
That we need to crucify the sinful nature.
啊，二十五节说，是我们这样子，就是靠圣灵来得生。
And verse 25 said, we live this by the Spirit.
哦，那我们也靠圣灵来行事。
And we also keep in step with the Spirit.
哦，所以圣灵的帮助，圣灵的带领，这个非常的重要。
So the help and the guidance of the Holy Spirit is very important.
哦，这就是为什么要在有圣灵的教会来拜神是这么的重要。
That is why it is important for us to worship in a church that has Holy Spirit.
哦，这个圣灵跟重生有关系。
The Holy Spirit is related to being reborn.
哦，这个圣灵跟我们受洗赦罪有关系。
Holy Spirit is related to our baptism and atonement of our sins.
哦，圣灵跟我们每一天的生活有关系。
And Holy Spirit is related to our daily life.
如果不能够胜过私欲，
If we cannot overcome our sinful nature,
哦，就会有偏差的行为。
Then we will go gone astray.
那这个罪就带来死。
Then we will commit sin, and sin will eventually end up in death.
所以这个要靠着圣灵来致死这个我们身上的这个罪性。
Therefore, we need to rely on the Holy Spirit to crucify the sinful nature we have in our heart.
而这个也不是某一段时间，这个是我们一辈子的事情。
This is not something that we do on a certain period of time, but this is something that we do during our entire life.
这个跟年龄也没有很大的关系。
This also does not have a lot to do with how old we are or our age.
不一定年纪大就比较不会犯错。
It is not necessary that when you're older, it is least likely for you to commit sin.
在约翰福音第八章，主耶稣说：“你们哪一个人没有罪，可以先拿石头来丢这个女人。”
John chapter 8, the Lord Jesus had asked the people, "Who among you has no sin? You can be the first one to cast stone to this adulteress."
所以从老的到少的就离开那个现场。
And from old to young, one by one, that left the scene.
哦，所以靠着圣灵的帮助，不是年轻人而已，年纪大的也是一样。
So to rely on the power of the Holy Spirit is not something that only the young people should do, but old people should do likewise.
再请看雅各书第一章二十一节。
Let us turn to James chapter 1, verse 21. James chapter 1.Verse 21. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent and humbly accept the word planted in you which can save you.
啊，这里雅各又讲到一个种子的比喻。
Here it tells the parables of a seed. 啊，
我们靠着圣灵的帮助，我们来致死我们里头的罪性。
Through the Holy Spirit, we put to death this sinful desire we have in our heart.
啊，就好像说一个身体没有了病毒，它就能够有很好的吸收。
Just as a body that has already get rid of all the germs or viruses, it will become a healthy body and it will absorb nutrients even better.
哦，所以我们致死的这个罪性，我们还要啊来领受神的道。
So after we have put to death our simple desire, we need to receive the words of God.
这个种子哈，常常就代表着神的道。
And the seed represents the words of God.
啊，二十一节告诉我们说如何来领受神的道。
And verse 21 have told us how we can receive the word of God.
这里说到要除去，要脱去一切的污秽。引你的邪恶，存温柔的心。
Here it says, get rid of all moral filth and the evil one, and to have a humble heart to accept the word that planted in us.
除了靠圣灵的帮助来致死这个罪性。
So aside from relying on the Holy Spirit to crucify the sinful nature that we have.
那还有一样。
There is another thing.
请看彼得前书第二章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 2.
彼得前啊，彼得前书第四章。
First Peter chapter four.
第四章第一节。
Chapter four, verse one. First Peter chapter four, verse one. Therefore, since Christ suffered in his body, arm yourself also with the same attitude, because he who has suffered in his body is done with sin.
有时候神让我们在生活当中。有一些的经历，啊，让我们受苦。
Sometimes God have led us to encounter some difficulties in our life, and we shall suffer.
啊，就是让我们跟罪来断绝。
So that we can be done with sin.
啊，跟罪断绝，我们才能够真正的来领受神的道。
When we have nothing to do with sin, then we shall receive the word of God.
啊，然后存着温柔谦卑的心来领受神的道。
Then we will be able to have a humble heart to receive His words.
领受神的道才能够让我们很稳当地走在这一条信仰的道路上面。
Only after we receive the word of God, we shall walk steadfastly in our journey of faith.
那这个领受神的道也不是只是听或者看而已。
And to receive the word of God is not just by listening to it or seeing it.
还有包括着这些我们常常要做的准备。
And we need to have a lot of preparation work.
常常有一个温柔谦卑的心。
We need to maintain a humble and gentle heart.
常常是洁净的。
And we need to have a pure heart.
去除掉生活当中的那一些邪恶的事情。
Get rid of all things that are evil.
再请看雅各书第一章。
Let us turn to James chapter 1.
雅各书第一章二十三节、二十四节。
James chapter 1 verse 23 and 24. 23. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in a mirror. 24. And after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like.
再来，我们听了道理，就是为了要行道。
And moreover, after we listen to the word of God, we need to do it.
有时候我们身上有个疾病，这个医生医好了之后呢，他会要求我们，你每三个月或者每半年，你要再回来做追踪。
Sometimes when we were very ill, after we were healed, the doctor would tell us you should come back in 3 or 6 months to have a checkup.
因为他或许会复发。
Because this, we might have a relapse.
然后或许呢，又引发了其他的问题出来。
Sometimes that illness might invoke other illnesses.
所以我们。用道理来做追踪。
And so we apply this to the words of God.
我们靠圣灵的帮助，我们致死了我们的罪性。
And through the power of the Holy Spirit, we have put to death our sinful nature.
那我们从继续学习道理，来看它有没有复发。
And so we continue to study the words of God to see if our desires will come back.
用道理来追踪一下，是不是有其他的问题产生。
And to examine it by the words of God, do we have other problems?
那就好像在照镜子一样。
Then it's just like a man who looks into a mirror.
意思就是说要行道。
What it means is we need to do the words of God.
真正领受福气是因为我们行道。
And when we shall receive the true blessings only when we do the words of God.
请看约翰福音十三章。
Let's turn to John chapter 13.
约翰福音十三章十七节。
John 13 verse 17. John 13 verse 17. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them.
知道了这些这么许多的事情，去做就有福了。
Here it says, if we know all these things, then if we do it, then we will be blessed.
照镜子，除了看我很好看之外，还很重要的就要把自己再整理一下。
And when we look into the mirror, aside from seeing how good looking we are, we also need to groom ourselves.
那学习道理也是这样子。
And when we are studying the word of God, is the same thing.
如果我们学习道理，但是我们不行道，我们是在欺骗自己。
If we are studying the word of God, but yet we do not do it, then we are deceiving ourselves.
那也是在欺骗神。
And we are also deceiving God.
那或许我们可以骗得了自己，但是我们没有办法骗得了神。
Maybe we are able to deceive ourselves, but we could not deceive God.
听到了，听见，听了不等于做。
Because after we listen to the word of God, does not mean we are able to do it.
所以雅各用这个照镜子来做比喻。
Therefore, James used these parables of a man looking at himself in the mirror.
一个人照了镜子，发现有脏的地方，他不把它擦掉，这个是很不合理。
And if a man sees himself in a mirror and he found a dirty spot and yet he did not wipe it away, then it's very unreasonable.
但是我们在信仰生活里头，我们有时候就是这么不合理。
But sometimes, in our spiritual life, we are being this unreasonable. We are not making any sense.
我们听了明白了，但是没有去做。
We listen to it, we understand, but yet we do not do it.
我们看到雅各真的是很用心的要来帮来勉励我们。
We can see that Elder James had put a lot of efforts in trying to encourage us.
所以在第一章里头，他就讲了，用了这么多的比喻。
Therefore, in James chapter 1, he had used so many parables.
所以让我们好好的去体会。
So we should gradually experience it.
努力的来做一个真正的基督徒。
And let us strive forward to become a true Christian.
唱诗59首。
Let us sing hymn 59.